Good morning, I'm Kenny Choi. This is your PixNow update. Here are some of your top headlines. The Mueller report is out. Moments ago, the Department of Justice released a redacted version of the special counsel's probe into Russian interference during the 2016 presidential election. Prior to the release, Attorney General William Barr held a press conference.
The special counsel's report did not find any evidence that members of the Trump campaign or anyone associated with the campaign conspired or coordinated with the Russian government in these hacking operations. In other words, there was no evidence of the Trump campaign collusion with the Russian government's hacking.
Parts of the 400-page report reveal the president's reaction when he learned that a special counsel had been appointed. According to the report, Mr. Trump said, quote, "This is the end of my presidency." Today, President Trump doubled down, though, on his denial of collusion claims.
This should never happen to another president again. This hoax. This should never happen to another president again.
Mueller's report is based on more than 2,800 subpoenas, nearly 500 search warrants, and about 500 witness interviews. Democratic leaders are calling on the special counsel to publicly testify about the report's findings as soon as possible. Breaking news out of San Jose. Moments ago, Chopper 5 was over this crash on southbound side of 880, involving a bus full of Santa Clara County jail inmates. This happened at around 7:30 this morning. Multiple lanes had to be shut down just before 9 a.m. The bus was able to get moving again. It is unclear what caused the accident. Drivers are still caught up in the backup, though, and are being told to expect delays. In Mountain View, a case of the measles has hit Google's headquarters. Google doctor says that it's from an employee. Public health officials confirming that an infected San Mateo County resident visited the tech giant's campus on April 4th. But according to BuzzFeed, employees weren't told until 2 weeks later. It's not yet clear why it took so long. Google did not respond to our request for comment. Besides this case, there have been 8 other cases of measles in the Bay Area. San Francisco's Muni Transit System has to inspect an entire fleet of new trains, all because of a busted part. It's a shear pin that holds together cars on double trains. Last week, workers noticed one of those pins had broken.
Once we did that, we noticed that one other shear pin had broken on one other train. So really, out of abundance of caution, we have pulled the 2-car new trains off of the street.
The newer cars are still running as single train cars, while the older 2-car trains are still running as double trains. The transit system says it's working with the manufacturer to find a solution. Pushback on the Oakland A's proposed waterfront stadium. SkyDrone 5 showing us Howard Terminal, the proposed site for the new stadium. But as anticipated, term sheet with the port pulls even closer. Some in the maritime community are calling foul on the stadium's placement, and the president of the A's is disagreeing.
Well, we think there can be an amazing new ballpark at Howard Terminal on the waterfront, as well as a thriving port in Oakland at the same time.
I think a lot of decisions have already been made by people. They've already got their mind made up that this is how they want to go. They want to save the A's, but I think it's going to be the downfall of Oakland if that happens.
The term sheet for the project is expected sometime in the next 30 days, and we are expecting to hear from the Port of Oakland's maritime industry today about why specifically it disagrees with the proposal. Let's take a live look outside now from our Treasure Island camera, looking back at the city of San Francisco. Today, it's going to be a warm one. Mary keeping an eye on the conditions for us.
That's right, Kenny. The warmest day of the year so far today. So get ready for that. Plenty of sunshine with temperatures warming up into the 80s in some spots. Here's a live look with our Salesforce Tower camera looking north at the Golden Gate with mostly sunny skies. We have not seen temperatures in the 80s since November 3rd. So we're talking 165. 5 days. It's been a long time for sure. Here is the satellite and radar view, that strong ridge of high pressure with that clockwise flow around that ridge, looking at northerly winds. That is a dry and warm air for us. So futurecast, as we take you through the day, plenty of sunshine. Again, temperatures will be heating up for us. For tomorrow morning, some coastal fog, and we'll see temperatures a little bit cooler compared to today, and much cooler for your Saturday with more clouds and cooler temps. So the pollen count medium high, and we are going to see higher pollen count readings levels for Friday, Saturday, and for Sunday. Today's high is looking at 12 to 14 degrees above average, with many of our inland locations in the low to mid 80s. Back to you.
Mary, sounds good. A famed San Francisco show is shutting its doors after a 45-year run. Beach Blanket Babylon has announced its curtain call.
San Francisco, open your golden gates tonight.
The wildly popular show has been stationed at Club Fugazi in North Beach for years. It was created by the late Steve Silver. His widow, Jo, took over production in 1995, and now she says it's time to end the show on a high note. Cast members heard the news last night and say it came as a shock. Still have time, though, to scoop up some tickets before the final curtain call. The last performances will be on New Year's Eve. We will be back with another update at the top of the hour. You could always watch and listen to our updates on your favorite platforms, including our website, kpix.com, and our Facebook page.